Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. This is the show for Wednesday, February 24th. Homosexual conduct is illegal in 80 countries, but a bill that's been proposed in Uganda takes laws against homosexuality even further.
Imagine that you're gay or lesbian in Uganda.
That's Scott Long, the director of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Rights Program at Human Rights Watch. He says Uganda's proposed law would criminalize gay intimacy, affection, and identity.
If you have sex with someone, you would face life imprisonment. If you're convicted of having sex more than once, then you could be convicted of what they call aggravated homosexuality, and you could face the death penalty. If you're HIV positive and you have sex with someone, you could face the death penalty. And moreover, if your friends, if your neighbors, if your family find out that you're homosexual, they would face prison terms unless they report you to the police within 24 hours.
The international community has rallied against the bill, even threatening to cut off aid to Uganda if it's passed. And Ugandan human rights activists are fighting against it. But this Ugandan lesbian says she's afraid the bill will pass.
Oh my God. Every time I talk about this bill, I just want to cry. First of all, I don't know where I will run. I'm one person who doesn't want to leave my country. So if this bill passes, I don't know whom I will have. Because I don't know, I won't have my parents, my sisters, and my family is a Christian family. So, you know, sometimes I think of at least telling one of my sisters about myself before the bill passes. But they should look at me, see what I do, and they find out what I am. Mm. But if this bill passes, I don't know where to run. Because you can't rent a house, because even the landlord will be arrested. You cannot rent a house. You cannot run to your relatives. You cannot go to police. You can't go anywhere. So it will really affect.
It's past.
I will not have a shoulder to lean on. Even the gay community itself.
Uganda already has a law against homosexual conduct on the books. It's a relic from the British colonial era. And LGBT people in Uganda regularly experience homophobia and harassment.
I try to avoid trouble. Because every time I walk on the street and they shout at me, I never answer nobody. I just continue with my journey. I don't even look back. Mainly when I leave my home, I'm always abused. One day I was coming from my home, then I got this guy. As I passed, he shouted, "This one sleeps with women. One day we'll get her. We will get her. We'll find her somewhere. We'll find you. We'll get you." I really got scared. They always say that. They'll say, "This one is gay," or "That one is a homo. Watch out."
Activists in Uganda are concerned that the passage of the bill would undo years of work on HIV/AIDS prevention and on gay rights.
My name is Val Kalende. I'm a human rights defender. I'm a journalist and I'm a lesbian.
Val Kalende has been an outspoken opponent of the bill.
If this bill passes, the anti-homosexuality bill, if it passes, there will be no activism in Uganda. You know, everything we've done for the past 6 years will go to waste because my organization will close. We will not be able to do, you know, this kind of interview, you know, that I'm doing right now. So everything will be crippled. And it will be even illegal for me to work as a human rights defender.
Again, Scott Long.
By doing what this bill does, which is basically to criminalize outreach to the population, you're impeding HIV prevention by creating an atmosphere where conversations about sexuality are stigmatized and silenced. You're hurting everyone's capacity to do outreach to anyone who's vulnerable to the pandemic. Much of this hysteria in Uganda is predicated on the idea, which the government actively promotes, that both homosexuality and rights-based approach to HIV come from outside and are being promoted by foreigners. Because that rhetoric has been so poisonous but so effective in Uganda, it's critical for the international community to defend people's rights and to oppose these bills.
Scott Long sees Uganda's bill as part of a trend throughout Africa and the Middle East. He says political leaders scapegoat LGBT people in order to distract the public from more pressing issues. Val Kalende says this is what she believes is happening in Uganda.
Homosexuals are not the reason why our government officials are corrupt. We are not the reason why we don't have drugs in our hospitals. I mean, they're just using us as an excuse to divert, you know, the attention of Ugandans from the real issues affecting Uganda. And I don't think that passing this bill is going to solve any of the things they want to solve in Uganda.
In recent months, Human Rights Watch has seen an increase in what Scott Long calls moral panics against LGBT people. This month, two transgender women were murdered in Turkey. Last year, anti-gay violence erupted in Senegal. And in some countries like Burundi, homosexual conduct has been outlawed for the first time. Scott Long says in the case of Uganda, the proposed bill was pushed forward with help from outside the country.
We're facing the consequences in this law of 10 years of state-promoted homophobia in Uganda, which has also been fostered by religious extremism, by U.S. evangelicals moving into Uganda to promote their own agendas, and by money from the Bush administration, from the president's emergency program for AIDS relief, which has also gone to religious forces that promote homophobia in Uganda. And this state-sponsored hysteria is leading to a measure that in both the realms of LGBT rights and the realm of HIV is unprecedented in its repressive effects.
At a conference last March, U.S. evangelicals met with Ugandan Christian leaders to talk about the gay threat in Uganda. Here's an excerpt from that meeting.
Actually, let me give you the program for the day. The gay movement's agenda for control of society. Phase two is the gay movement's blueprint for transforming a nation. Now we are ready for our first session today, and it's going to be handled by Dr. Scott Lively. And as I mentioned that time, I don't think there's somebody who knows more about the gay movement than him.
Scott Lively is an American missionary.
The gay movement is an evil institution. The goal of the gay movement is to defeat the marriage-based society and replace it with a culture of sexual promiscuity in which there's no restrictions on sexual conduct except...
Scott Lively later said the bill was too harsh. Other American evangelicals have also distanced themselves from it. And the Ugandan president has backed away slightly from his initial support of the bill. The Ugandan parliament is due to take up discussion of the proposed legislation any day now. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia, please visit hrw.org. This week's program had production help from Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices. And the sound you heard from that anti-gay conference in Uganda was provided by Political Research Associates, a think tank in Boston. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.